Good morning, church. Good morning. It's not a beautiful day. It's a great day to be together in a warm facility. Yes. And I am very grateful. I'm sure you are too. I have really looked forward to doing this communion service this morning. It's a great time of year to remember our Savior, Jesus Christ, his birth, and also his death. And this morning I'm going to talk a little bit more about actually his resurrection, because that's what we're here to celebrate. Yes. So this week we had a rather big event that happened this week. There was a memorial service that was done for our president, George Herbert Walker Bush. I don't know if you noticed, but on Wednesday, mail was not delivered, because that was the day that was set aside to memorialize and to mourn the passing of our president. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it, but I heard the memorial service where they eulogized the president, and it was very moving. It was well done. But this is not what Jesus asks us to do this morning. This is not a eulogy. You see, there's a big difference between President Bush and Jesus. Yes. But the one I'm referring to is the fact that President Bush is dead. It's final. Jesus is actually alive. And that is awesome. That's right. Praise the Lord. That's hallelujah, right? We worship a living Savior. Now, I'm about to turn 60 in a week, and I don't want anybody eulogizing me. You see, we don't eulogize the living. We eulogize the dead. But Jesus is alive. So we have been given the idea here that we're going to remember Jesus and honor him and worship him this morning. In Luke 24, give me a minute to get there. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the tombstone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of our Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. What a moment. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words." See, that's who we worship and who we serve and who we now remember. In Romans 8, Paul writes, "Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." Amen. All right, well, let's pray as we remember this risen, wonderful Savior.